thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
In Matthew 19:26, Jesus tells us, "With God, all things are possible." The poet wrote, "Beware of those who stand aloof and greet each venture with reproof. The world would stop if things were run by those who say it can't be done." Refuse to let the word impossible stop you. Jesus said, "With God, all things are possible." If those who've changed the world had left every impossible task undone, we'd still be living in the dark ages. Here are four examples. Number one, German experts predicted that trains traveling at 40 kilometers per hour would cause severe nosebleeds and the passengers would suffocate going through tunnels. American experts added that we'd need more mental institutions because people would go mad when they saw the first trains. When the YWCA first announced typing classes for women, there was a furious backlash on the grounds that female constitution would deteriorate under such strain. Third, experts insisted that iron ships would never float, that the iron would wreak havoc with the compass readings. And fourth, in 1797, New Jersey farmers denounced the first cast iron plow, insisting it would poison the land and stimulate weeds. So much for experts. More of us are persuaded into believing for too little than believing for too much. Vision is essential for survival, and a God-given vision is conceived by faith, sustained by prayer, and fueled by God's word. It's not about what you can do, but what God can do with your life when it's fully surrendered to Him. It encompasses things outside the realm of the predictable, the safe, and the expected. Where there is no vision, the people perish. If God had given you a vision, pursue it and believe Him for great things. There's an encouragement to not be limited by the impossible from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.